Hey, legends and fuckers. I just came back from a one-day voice rest because I lost my voice on Friday. I had a few drinks with friends and it went a bit out of control and ended up exhausting my throat to the point of no return. So that was my weekend. I had a blast this week. I went out and watched Ocean's 8, which was a really, really good movie. I recommend it to all the girls out there who dream of becoming glamorous criminals themselves. You guys should go watch it. This movie is the startup kit for you. So today, I want to talk about Tinder. Yes, folks, you heard it right. Tinder, one of the most popular dating apps on the planet. A lot of you may have used or is currently using this app mainly for the convenience it provides in looking for people to hook up with. So I did a little experiment myself the past few days just to see what are the type of conversations people have in this app. And boy, oh boy, let me tell you, it did not disappoint. So let's get to it. Here are the five stupid things guys have said to me on Tinder. Number one, ASL, please. Okay, so this had me quite surprised. First, how old are you? I mean, this kind of internet language was relevant during the MIRC and Yahoo chat age. So you'd have to be born in the 80s to know this. Second, all of those information are right there in my profile. Age, because you won't get to hide your age on Tinder. If you've used the app, not unless you have a premium account, which I think you'd have to be pretty desperate if you have a premium account on that hellscape. Sex, again, it's pretty obvious. It's on my photos. And location, pretty sure you can see how far I am from you in kilometers, which means we probably live in the same city. So, moving on to number two. This guy said, "Hi, looking for?" Okay, this one didn't waste his time. I mean, what happened to having a regular conversation? Obviously, this question is sort of already answered because of the fact that if a person is on the app itself, this will tell you that they're 70% likely looking for a hookup. So, guys, what happened to talking to girls just like how you would talk to them in real life? You know, you're missing the secret sauce here. If you ever, I mean, ever want to get a girl in bed, you'd have to make her like you first. Not really like you, but you know, at least in a certain amount. Because you guys, jumping to that question right away just gives us girls the impression that you don't care what's on their mind to even bother to have that conversation first, you know? And that just 100% throws us off. Okay. Third, this guy once told me, "Tell me something about yourself." Great. So, guys, I can't even begin to tell you how sick I am of this question. It's what everybody asks you during interviews, for God's sakes. I think this is just outright being lazy. This only tells me two things. Either you don't know how to start a conversation, or you're making me list all the details in my life so you can pick the ones you could relate to. Because again, guys couldn't be bothered to make that extra effort, which is to think. All right, the fourth one. Thank you for matching. Okay, buddy. If that's gonna be your first line every time you talk to girls, you're never getting laid. What do you mean, thank you for matching? That's ridiculous. And number five, my all-time favorite. Somebody said, "You look interesting." Okay, look, I know the guy probably meant well. He probably wanted to give a compliment, but sometimes I just can't help myself. All right, when you use this phrase, "You look interesting," and not "seem interesting," but use the words "look interesting." I'm going to need you to back up with some facts and reasons, okay? So I responded with, what do you mean? And the poor thing couldn't come back with any response. Now, this is what I've been saying, guys. If you are to give us compliments, just try and make it simple. You know, say it like it is. I think you're beautiful, or your face looks nice. Things like that. Alright guys, those are my top 5. If you wish to share stories about your own experiences, feel free to email me at breakoutcebu@gmail.com. I really do wish men would kind of step up a little in the dating scene. Guys, try not to treat us like a cum cup or a jizz cup, you know, like we only exist for your sexual pleasure. We're actually human beings, and the sooner you understand that, the sooner you'll get laid. Follow me on social media. I'm Zeritic on everything. This has been another episode of The Breakout Room. See you on the next episode. Bye.